This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There is no official COVID-19 update from Governor Charlie Baker today and no updated case numbers from the Department of Public Health as yet. But WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown still has a lot to talk to us about. Steve, the governor is not having his usual briefing, but has been working. What's he been doing?
Well, he did have his usual conference call with legislative leaders. Now, that meeting used to take place face-to-face, but hasn't in the past couple of weeks, obviously. Also late this afternoon, he signed the bill preventing evictions of tenants and foreclosures on homeowners during this state of emergency. Now, I assume that the governor's briefings will resume tomorrow, and I expect that we will soon be hearing from him about extending his school closing and essential work orders. Those are due to expire in 2 weeks.
Mayor Marty Walsh of Boston did hold an update for reporters this afternoon, and he had some thoughts about reopening schools and had some harsh words for people who are not following the social distancing guidelines. What did he say?
Well, the mayor says that there's really no way schools can reopen on May 4th and that he's not too confident if school can reopen at all before the summer school vacation begins. It's just too early to tell. As for some other things, the mayor said people were really good about staying away from what would have been the Boston Marathon route today. He had expressed some fears that some folks might try to run the course anyway. He is quite miffed at some folks who, despite the fact that city golf courses are closed, nonetheless headed out to the links over the weekend.
Yesterday I was watching a young person being interviewed by one of the TV stations golfing. He was smiling. Nothing to smile about. Nothing to be proud about. Not impressive on the golf course. It's closed. And asking people, you know, that was a completely irresponsible move. And he was irresponsible to his family and to anyone around him.
Now, still, the mayor says that he's not going to seek to impose fines on people who violate social distancing guidelines.
Steve, some changes today. Self-employed and gig workers can now file for unemployment insurance, which is now authorized by the Federal CARES Act that Washington passed. Do state officials anticipate a flood of applicants now?
Yeah, they sure do. They don't know for sure how many people will be filing, but State Labor and Workforce Security Secretary Rosalind Acosta told me between 3 to 500,000 people may qualify. She says most people will be able to complete the application in about 20 minutes, and what you can collect depends on your earnings.
The maximum benefits you can get in Massachusetts is $823 per week, and that's equivalent to about $70,000, $75,000 a year. So if you make more than that, you're going to max out at age 23. Our average weekly benefit amount in Mass right now is about $530 a week. But again, that depends on your earnings.
Acosta says in addition to the state benefits, recipients are also getting until July $600 a week in federal benefits.
For all the people this affects who are listening now, how can self-employed and gig workers access the benefits?
Sure. Start off at the website mass.gov/PUA. That stands for Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. The website lists all the documents you should round up before starting your application.
As we mentioned, the Department of Public Health has not yet reported its daily update on the number of coronavirus cases and deaths. Why is that?
Yeah, we usually get that around 4 o'clock, but they say that today's chart will include an enhanced visual dashboard and that they will be posting that as soon as possible. But as of a few minutes ago, it was not posted.
Thank you very much, WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.